Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, church family, it's Ariana Quiros. I hope you're enjoying your day so far. Today, I get to read for you Jonathan Duncan's devotional, which he is entitled Hope Dashing. He writes, "If you've met me before, you'd notice I use a walker, and understanding my speech has a bit of a learning curve to it. I have had something like cerebral palsy since my near-drowning accident at 18 months old. Ever since I can remember, people have told me that I would be healed physically. I certainly knew God could. I just didn't know if He would. I asked the Lord many times to heal me, and many people have asked on my behalf. One such time, I was with friends at a Bible study, and they wanted to ask for my healing again. They gathered around me to pray, as had happened many times before. To my surprise, my body felt all tingly, and I just had to stand up. My legs were strengthening, my knees were straightening, and I was standing tall under my own weight. My childhood hope was reignited, and I joined my friends in collectively flipping out. Then, as quickly as it came, it went. I sat back down in tears. It initially seemed to be an uncharacteristically cruel trick for God to play on me. Later, I came to realize He was rewarding my confidence in His power. It's kind of like He said, hey, you're right, I can heal you, but I want you like this. 2 Corinthians 12, 8-9 says, 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. I didn't realize I had a huge amount of hope placed on being healed. Boy, did it hurt when it was dashed. God's answer to Paul is key. My grace is sufficient for you, whether or not you have a thorn in your flesh. Turns out you don't need an able body to revel in God's grace. We all need to intentionally place our hope in the sovereignty and grace of the Lord. There's never any disappointment there, ever. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.